This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Sedgy Today, live all across the USA and around the world. And joining us this hour in our studio is Angie Marchese. Angie's been on the show with us before. She is the curator at Graceland. And coming up this Sunday, August 16th, will mark the 43rd anniversary of the passing of Elvis Presley. Ironically, Elvis lived for 42 years, and it's been 43 years since he has died, which means that he's actually been gone longer than he was with us. And it's a very interesting show. If an Elvis fan or not, and I'm assuming that they're all Elvis fans out there, you'll enjoy this portion of the program. And then we'll finish things out with Mina Hawk. And that's all coming up this hour, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy Today. After a quick pause, we'll be right back talking about Elvis Presley.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Show Generation Radio Show. I like discounts, and I bet you do too. If you're age 50 or older, the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short, has plenty of discounts available for their members. Airlines, hotels, restaurants, auto insurance, and help with your Medicare plans. What I like most about AMAC is they understand my values and they're fighting for them every day. Unlike the other guys that just talk a good game, AMAC is actually holding to my biblical Christian American constitutional values. It feels good to belong to a true American organization. Why don't you join me by calling them at 855-696-7930. That's 855-696-7930. Again, the number is 855-696-7930. And use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. And get your first year on me.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end and looking over the street, that heartbreak hotel.
We're back and we're live nationwide and all around the world. And by now, anybody that listens to my voice knows that I'm a huge Elvis fan and very closely connected to so many of the friends of Elvis Presley. And now we have somebody directly from Graceland, who has graced the lands of Graceland for the past 23 years, Director of Archives. This is the probably only time that I wish this was a television show, because you will not believe what I have in my office right now, other than our guest, Angie Marchese. Hi, Angie. How are you?
I'm doing good, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing. It's nice to see a good Italian person. Actually, you're Italian by marriage, right?
I'm Italian by marriage. That's... I'm Irish by descent.
Oh, well, that's okay. That's Irish-Italian. That's a very good vintage.
Yes.
You can rob the bank and get drunk.
Yes, at the same time.
Well, I don't like making any friends with my old pals. Director of Archives from Graceland. And let me just explain to you what this beautiful young lady has brought to our office. Well, I tell you what, why don't you explain it to us?
I have artifacts from Graceland. We have several items here that are from our three new exhibits that we opened this year in honor of Elvis's passing. We're celebrating all year long. Celebrating sounds kind of harsh when you're talking about someone's passing, but it really is a celebration of his life.
Sure.
And his music. The first exhibit we opened during his birthday this year. It's Elvis on Tour. It chronicles the Golden Globe winning documentary that was filmed in 1972. We were able to bring together five of the seven jumpsuits, the jewelry, the stuff that he wore on and off the plane, even the key to the city of Roanoke, Virginia that he was given in 72. And the highlight of the exhibition was contacting Pierre Adige's family, the producer of the film, and them actually loaning us the Golden Globe that Pierre won for the documentary in 1972.
Wow, unbelievable. And what was really cool when she showed me all of these great artifacts she's brought in here is I was at one of the cities that he did the show, Buffalo, wearing a powder blue jumpsuit. But my wife, at the time it wasn't my wife, we went on New Year's Eve to see that movie, Elvis on Tour.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it just brings back so many great memories. Now, you have so many other things with you,
yes,
including this gold belt that he received in 1969 for the attendance record at the, time, International.
Yes. Elvis loved this belt. It's sterling silver overlaid in gold, has diamonds, rubies, and sapphires. He would wear it on and off stage, probably more famous for being the belt he was wearing when he went to the White House to meet President Nixon.
Yes.
But he wore it on stage with several jumpsuits, including several jumpsuits during the filming of Elvis on Tour.
Yeah.
In fact, he wore it with the White Pyramid suit when he performed in Jacksonville, Florida, just up the road.
Yeah, you're right.
We actually, for the very first time, we've had the belt on and off display several times over the years, and this is the very first time we've actually displayed it on a jumpsuit as he would have worn it on stage.
Wow. And when he went into the White House in the Oval Office that day, and of course that's a story in itself, the president looked at him and said, boy, you're kind of a wild dresser, and I loved his response. You got your show to run, and I got mine.
Yes.
Which is a great, quick response. Out of all of these things that we see when we go to Graceland, including the Hound Dog, which is, I think, a Gulfstream.
It's a Jetstar.
Jetstar, okay. Mm-hmm. The Convair 80, which is the Lisa Marie, the museum across the street, which has a couple of Stutz Blackhawks in it, and I'm happy to say that one of the cars I had in my home for about a year, the Lincoln with the suicide doors, and then you get a chance to go into the jungle room and, of course, meditation gardens. You have the unique distinction of being the person who takes care of the second floor, which has been seen by no one.
Basically, yes. That's part of my job, to maintain and preserve the upstairs of the manor.
Now, what is that like? And what kind of security coverage do you have to clear in order to say, I'm not going to take some little pictures and sell it to the Inquirer?
Oh, besides naming my firstborn child, giving them over to the Presleys. No, just kidding. No, it's very reverent up there. It's the way it was when Elvis passed away. We maintain it that way. That's the way that Lisa likes it. That's the way the family wants it to be maintained. So I only go up there when I need to go up there. But it is part of my job to keep it preserved for Lisa and her family.
Yeah. Now, there have been so many rumors of, over the years that Lisa would want to move back in there. That's not going to happen, is it?
No. Graceland opened up for tourists 5 years after Elvis passed away. In fact, we're celebrating our anniversary this year. About to greet our 18th millionth visitor. It's amazing. Yeah. And it's always her dad's house. Lisa comes back to visit, and when she does, she brings the kids, and sometimes they have dinner at the mansion. They go ride golf carts, go out and play with the horses. It's very much her dad's home, but it also is very important to her to share that with the public.
And the other thing, too, is that she stay there when...
No, she doesn't stay there.
Okay.
No. Right. She'll come in after tours, and she'll leave early in the morning, or late at night, depending on what time, and... But she spends a lot of time there, but you would never know. If you were a guest and visiting Graceland, you would never know that she had been there.
The first time I went there, because he was alive, and across the street was the Strip Plaza.
Right.
Of course, now across the street, there you got
our visitor center.
Your visitor center, radio station, I think you got over there. You got restaurants.
Yeah, we have Sirius Radio. In fact, we have one of our change in exhibit spaces where we have our new Icon exhibit, Icon, the Influence of Elvis Presley, which we opened in March. We partnered with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's the first time that we've ever done an exhibition kind of featuring other artists' items to tell their Elvis story, how Elvis influenced them.
Sure.
And I brought today, which I showed you, Bruce Springsteen's leather jacket.
Yes.
And for those of you who don't know, Bruce is a huge Elvis fan. In fact, he's probably the most famous person ever to jump the gates of Graceland.
Right.
Got all the way to the front door before finding out that Elvis wasn't even home at the time.
I would have done something like that if I was around.
But he credits Elvis for making him want to be a rock star. And lots of musicians do. The exhibition, we have everybody involved from Bono to, there, we have a Dean Martin tux. Obviously, Dean Martin, a big influence on Elvis. Oh. Then they were great friends.
Yep.
We've got one of the Beatles' gray collarless jackets.
Oh, really?
Yes.
They had that on a 45 jacket one time, those gray
mm-hmm.
jackets. Yeah, yeah.
We have Ringo Starr's jacket on display. We've got Ricky Nelson's green LeMay jacket, which is homage to the gold LeMay suit. We've got Katy Perry's outfit she wore on American Idol when she sang Waking Up in Vegas. Very Elvis-inspired outfit. In fact, I brought the sunglasses with me.
Yes, you did.
And we've got a pair of white shoes that Justin Timberlake loaned us. Justin, another Memphian, obviously heavily influenced by the Memphis Sound and Elvis, bought these white shoes to wear at a red carpet event because Elvis wore really cool white shoes in the 50s.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the exhibition itself covers all genres of music, young, old, African-American. We've got Wanda Jackson. We've got Wilson Pickett. We got James Brown, who actually would come to Graceland to visit Elvis. I mean, so it covers all aspects of music, and it's amazing to hear how Elvis had such an influence on all of these musicians, all these different types of music, and how he continues to still be a heavy influence on today's music and today's pop culture.
There's no question about it. And, of course, the great saying that John Lennon said was before Elvis, there was nothing.
Right.
Which, frankly, from the... Now, if you ask that to Little Richard, you're going to get another story altogether. As
yeah.
Know, okay? Because there's always that competition situation there. But the fact is that he not only influenced music, he influenced clothes styles, he influenced hairdos, he influenced
mm-hmm.
culture is what
yes.
he did. And that's the phenomenon. I mean,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I can remember when he would come on the Ed Sullivan Show and I'd be out in the backyard playing in the swings, and my mother would holler out and she'd say, come on inside, Elvis Presley's on the air. And this was my mother, you
right.
know. And this goes back many, many years ago, but the fact is she was probably in her 40s at the time, and that was like, oh my goodness, this rock and roll music. And she was even enamored by him.
Well, no one looked like him, no one sounded like him, no one dressed like him. You know, even to have all of that, you know, the good looks, the sound, he was such a humble person.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody expected him to be that way. And it was just kind of was the whole package.
Yeah. Boy, there's no doubt about it. Whenever you talk about the whole package, you can talk about a lot of people in the entertainment business. That's the whole package. But nobody like Elvis Presley. We're going to pause for a second. We're going to come right back. We're talking to the director of archives for Graceland. Fascinating lady. Angie Marchese is our guest. She's coming back with us. She has in our office right now Lisa Marie's fur coat. We've got the gold belt that Elvis got at the International in 1969, his sunglasses. And this weekend, we are remembering Elvis. August 16th marks the 43rd anniversary of the passing of the King of Rock and Roll. I'm sure everybody listening to my voice right now that was alive at that time remembers what they were doing at the time that they heard of Elvis's passing. Elvis Presley, who would be 85 years old, has been gone longer than he lived. And we'll be right back with Ron Sedgie today.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back on a very exciting show, not only for our listeners, but most importantly for me, because I really like this subject. We're talking to the Director of Archives from Graceland. She's been there for 23 years at Elvis Presley Enterprises. Angie Marchese joins us, and her husband's from Buffalo.
Yes, my husband's from upstate New York.
Yeah, not too far where I grew up. And we're talking about the fact that in her presence right now in our studio here is a lot of Elvis memorabilia. His gold belt, we've got sunglasses, we've got his wallet. This is so cool, with his American Express card, and Bank of America. And gosh, the award he got.
The Golden Globe for Elvis on tour.
I'm all excited. I got all this stuff. I've gone so far, I told you before we went on the air, I've gone so far, I have a music room in my home, okay? Because as I told you, I'm a singer. But I even went as far as buying a Stutz Blackhawk, okay, because that was Elvis's favorite car.
Yes, it was. That's what's so funny is that Elvis, you know, was a Cadillac guy for the longest time. And, you know, he could have any car he wanted, but in 77, he was still driving a 73 Stutz.
I know.
That's quite amazing.
Yeah, that's the part that I thought was cool, you know, is that here you could go out and buy a brand new anything, including a brand new Stutz.
Right.
And he's driving a 73 Stutz.
73 Stutz. Yeah. Elvis was a creature of habit. When he liked something, he liked it.
Then that included food.
Yes, includes everything.
I mean, he could eat meatloaf and mashed potatoes.
Priscilla tells that story that there was a six-month gig where every night for dinner, Elvis wanted meatloaf.
Yeah.
And so everybody was eating meatloaf for 6 months straight every night.
He would get on these kicks, too, with like these black jumpsuits, and not like the ones that he wore on stage. This goes back to the early 60s with the guys in the group.
Yeah, with the Entourage members. That's how they got the nickname the Memphis Mafia.
Yeah.
When they showed up in Seattle to film It Happened at the World's Fair, and they all showed up in these black jumpsuits with sunglasses carrying briefcases.
Yes, yes.
They looked like the Mafia had come to town.
Then they went to mohair suits, and the colonel said they looked too old.
Yes.
And that was the end of that deal.
Yes, it was.
When you listen to people, that journalist, my cohorts in this business, they always want to go for the dirt, okay? I have a philosophy. And not that anybody cares, but I'm going to tell it to you. My philosophy is that if you're a politician, if you're an elected official, I kind of own you 24 hours a day because you're representing what you're supposed to be representing when it comes to me and you, okay? But when you're an entertainer, you really only own them for the 2 hours you're on stage. I mean, they have a lot of influence on people, but, you know...
Right.
Elvis has taken an enormous amount of criticism, and it's a sad situation about how he lived his private life. But it was his private life.
It was. It was his private life. And I think the one thing with Elvis that people forget is he was human.
Right.
Oh, they forget that.
They forget that, you know. And that's like the really, that's, I think that's probably why the wallet that we have with us.
Right.
Why everyone loves the wallet so much, because it is so personal.
Right.
Everyone can connect to it. You open it up, and the first thing you see in there is a picture of Elvis and Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Just like any other dad back in the 70s, even the 80s. Now, if you pull out your phone, you have a picture of your kid on your phone.
Right.
Elvis had a picture of his daughter in his wallet. The very first thing he saw when he opened up his wallet was a picture of Lisa.
Yeah.
You know, and it just, it shows you. It's like, oh, wow, he's just like everybody else. But people tend to forget that about Elvis.
Yeah, when you become a myth, when you become an icon, when you become mm-hmm. someone that they don't think gets up and puts their one leg in a pant,
right.
one at a time, then you are in a situation which I think a lot of people have commented that were close to him, say that if he knew what was going on today, he would be shocked, because he knew he had obviously popularity,
mm-hmm.
but it was, he was also concerned about that waning a little bit. He was concerned. He thought 40 years old was over the hill.
But back then, you got to think, a lot of people thought 40 yeah. years old was over the hill. Nowadays, the 40 is the new 30, and
right.
you know, all that type of stuff. You know, because mindsets have changed, and people's thoughts have changed. But he also was such a humble person to begin with. You know, if he had recorded "That's All Right," they got played on the radio for one day, he would have been happy. He had no idea that was going to launch to. And when he got drafted into the military, yeah, he was worried coming back that people were going to forget about him. But he even said before he went to the Army, he goes, if that's it, then that's it. I'll do something else.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, I know that he was upset when he heard the mix of Suspicious Minds, because it was not, his voice wasn't as dominant. And I know that he was disgusted with some of the soundtracks, you know, that he was doing in the 60s with the movies, because here you got all these British guys coming over who admired him, and he's singing to a chicken, you know,
right.
and that would tick him off. Old MacDonald, I think, was the song he was really upset about. But the fact is that he reinvented himself. I got to tell you a little story, and not about me, but this is how he attracted, I think, so many people. I was never a huge Elvis Presley fan. I mean, you never know that today, but I was never a huge Elvis Presley fan because, you know, I grew up in the 50s, but mostly the 60s. So I'm with the, you know, the Beatles and the Supremes and all these people. I was working for a radio station, and Suspicious Minds was a tremendous hit and a tremendous produced record. Felton Jarvis and
American Sound.
Yeah, they were great. But anyway, the music director gave me the album Elvis on Stage, which was recorded at the International,
right.
and had none of his songs on it. It was Poke Salad Annie, it was Del Shannon's Runaway, Humperdinck's Release Me.
It had Hey Jude on it.
Hey Jude on it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to that, and I said, holy man, this guy is good, because he was doing hits of other people better than they did them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the live versions.
Right.
Know? And after that, you know, then I was smitten by the whole situation. It's amazing how he reached some. You go to a concert, you see somebody 8 years old and you see somebody 89. My mother used to go to his concerts, you know?
It's amazing how he still reaches people years later.
Yeah.
I mean, nowadays people are discovering Elvis in way different ways than my parents, than you discovered him, you know, but the key is that they're still discovering him.
Yeah.
And they're still seeing the fascination with this guy from Tupelo, Mississippi, and they're still able to connect to him years after he's passed away.
Yeah.
There's still that connection.
Yeah.
And it's about the music. It's the heart. It's the soul that he put into his songs, mm-hmm. in every song he sang, no matter who sang it first.
Right.
You know, Elvis never wrote songs, so Elvis wasn't the John Lennon songwriter.
Right.
You know, Elvis did do lots of covers, a lot of them better than the original artist did, but that's what it's all about. And people just kind of, they hear it. You know, they hear the soul in the music, and it's very authentic. And it's something that still, you know, brings people to Elvis these days.
Yeah. Boy, there's so much to touch on. Can you stay a little bit longer?
Sure, why
not? Angie Marchese is our guest, the director of archives for Graceland. She's here in our studio with Elvis stuff. The glasses, the belt, the wallet, Lisa Marie's little fur coat that she wore, her footprints from her birth certificate. This is a fun day for us here on the show, and we'll be right back with more, so stay with us.
Look and listen, baby, that's my philosophy. It's called rubbernecking, baby, but that's all right with me. Stop, look and listen, baby, that's my philosophy. It's called rubbernecking, baby,
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin discussed a new stimulus proposal today via phone. The two sides not talking on Friday. Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy imploring his Democratic friends to at least take a look at the bill being put forth by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
I'm willing to consider Democratic amendments to that bill, so let's do it. But it will require my Democratic friends to vote to proceed.
President Trump with a busy day of campaigning on Saturday, the president spending time in Michigan and Wisconsin before spending the night in Las Vegas. While in Michigan, the president saying,
"This election will decide whether we preserve our magnificent heritage or whether we allow far-left radicals to wipe it all away."
Joe Biden campaigning in North Carolina on Sunday. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
got another segment here with our special guest, Angie Marchese, and she is, of course, the Director of Archives at Graceland, Elvis Presley Enterprises, and this is a phenomenon that we were talking during the break that is so hard to even comprehend because obviously makes more money now than he did when he was alive, but there was some issues with the estate shortly after he passed away because of the upkeep that it took. And nobody really, this is the thing that gets me, nobody really said, hey, let's open this thing up for a couple of years.
Now, actually, what happened was Elvis was so used to spending money that he really never thought about saving it. I mean, buying people cars and jewelry and houses. And his logic was, if I need money, I'll go out on another tour. That's all I have to do. You know, I'll put on another album. And so that was kind of his philosophy. He's like, that's just the way that he was. And when he passed away, it was like the expenses were still there, but nobody was bringing in any money.
Any revenue.
And it was 5 years after he passed away that Priscilla had decided that, you know, we've got one of two decisions here. We can open the house up for tours, or we can sell it and sell the artifacts and then put that money away so Lisa will have something to inherit. And by, you know, a very smart move, she opened the mansion up for tours in June and still be open, you know. So they say that when they opened up that first summer, they didn't know if they were going to sell 10 tickets, 100 tickets, if they were going to sell out for a week or what they were going to do. They completely sold out the entire summer.
Wow.
And it just kind of kept going from there, 18 million visitors later.
And I'm not saying this for any bragging reasons, but I've been at the White House in the West Wing, in the Oval Office on three or four different occasions. But I am more excited about my picture in front of Graceland than I am.
Well, it's kind of funny because Graceland's become one of those bucket list things.
Yeah, I know.
That everyone's got to go to Graceland, everybody, even if they're not an Elvis fan.
I know that.
It's become that American iconic pop culture thing to do. If you're within 6 hours of Memphis,
you've got to go to
Graceland.
Well, you know, it's funny. I had an attorney friend of mine who was a typical attorney, boring, and he went to Graceland, and he said, I had to touch the doorknobs. And I says, why would you touch it? He says, because I think Elvis may have touched that doorknob,
exactly.
And I had to do the same thing. You know, Pat Boone made a comment one time that I think was kind of interesting. The world was never supposed to know an old Elvis.
Right.
Do you think if he was still with us today, would he still be singing? What would he be doing?
Personally, yeah. I think he would have gone probably back to movies, gone to more serious roles. You know, I also think he probably would have got into producing more music. I don't see Elvis still performing.
No.
That's just me. I just don't think.
Yeah.
I think that back in 77, even at that point, I think he was to a point in his career where I don't think he wanted to perform anymore, and he was looking for what the next thing to do, what it was going to be. So I think that he probably would have gone on to mentor more people and kind of gone behind the scenes more, you know, and fulfilled a career that way.
Would he be able to do that with his love for the adulation that he got? Because I know that he always used to say, I don't want nobody to recognize me. Joan Rivers told me one time, she told Elvis, if you want nobody to recognize you, don't wear a jumpsuit and a cane and carry eight guys around with you, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, he did have that, what we all have, that ham in him. Could he have gone behind the scenes, or do you think?
I think he could have, because I think he still would get the adulation. Because even, you know, it would be like, you know, a legendary producer, Martin. It would be like Martin Scorsese, who did the montage on Elvis on tour, walking in right now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's behind the scenes all the time, but everywhere he goes, everyone recognizes him. And,
sure.
You know, so I think it would still be the same. It still would be, if Elvis walked into a room, it's like, oh, man, there's Elvis.
Yeah. It really was a shame that he didn't do the movie with Barbara Streisand.
Star Is Born.
But, you know, I have to be honest with you. I kind of side with what Colonel said about taking second seat. She would have been tough to work with, and I don't know if those two would have. That's kind of water and oil there, you know.
It could have been, but it also could have been a turning point.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. Out of all the things that you see, Angie, did you ever see him in concert?
No, I was only 5 when he passed away.
To be honest with you, as a musician, even the build-up was good. I always told James Burton, I said, you know, sometimes if Elvis didn't show up, it would have been very disappointing, but you still would have got your money's worth with that band. Because they were sensational with the Sweet Inspirations and J.D. Sumner and Kathy Westmoreland. But out of all these things that you are lucky enough to be around every single day, what's your favorite? And we're talking about the planes, the cars, the jumpsuits, all the awards and the racquetball court, the house, the jungle room.
My favorite thing is the very first artifact, I guess you could say, that I discovered. It was in a shoebox in the bottom of Gladys's closet. We were cataloging things in her closet and opened up the shoebox. And in the shoebox, there was a whole bunch of pictures. And so we were going through all the pictures. Under the photographs, there was Elvis's graduation program in Tassel from high school.
Wow.
And I think that that's probably my favorite thing because that's a mom.
Yeah.
That's what a mom would have in a box in her closet of her son. Now, this is, happens to be Elvis's, but it's so personal.
Yeah.
And I think that I connect more to that side of it. You know, it's just the person. It's making him a human.
Yeah.
You know, instead of this iconic star that he was, it's, you know, seeing the human side of him. And so that's my favorite thing that we have.
You know, it's funny you should mention that because there's been a special on PBS about Johnny Carson, who had a real problem having any compliments given to him by his mother. Certainly not the case that Elvis had. There was a close relationship there, obviously. When she passed away in 1985 in her home in Phoenix, they went through her closet and found the same thing. They found a box of all these articles that were in newspapers, magazines about her, you know, famous son, Johnny Carson, but she never let him know that.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that in Gladys's case, that
it was a difference. It was a different story. I mean, she actually had a scrapbook that she kept of Elvis and stuff like that. But, you know, it's that personal side. That's the reason why the Elvis and Lisa exhibit, I think, is probably one of my favorite ones that we did this year because it shows that connection. It shows Elvis the dad. I mean, we have the Elvis on Tour exhibit with the concerts and then the influence in the Icon exhibit. So we have explored lots of different sides of Elvis this year with our new exhibits at Graceland. But it just, I think the personal side of it, because it's a side you don't hear about.
You don't know about it. You know, like you say, he was a regular guy. And when he did stuff that was regular, people look and say, oh, man, he did that.
Yeah.
But that's like regular.
Yeah, and that's like in the Lisa exhibit when Lisa talks on video about, you know, Elvis is the only one who could get me to take a bath.
Yeah.
You know, he would sing me lullabies, you know, or he put me on a horse and we'd go riding around the backyard. And just typical things that a dad would do with his daughter. And that's just so very touching because it is so personal.
Well, one of the times I was talking to Jimmy Velvet, I said, when was the last time you saw Elvis? He says he was putting gas in his motorcycle. And I said, he was putting gas in his motorcycle? But you can't picture that.
And that's probably one of my favorite things about Elvis, that he drove all his own cars.
Yes.
I love that because that's just, again, he didn't have to have it. He could have had a chauffeur.
Sure.
He could have had anything he wanted.
Sure.
He drove all his own cars. He probably would fly his plane if he wasn't scared of flying.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, it's funny you mention that because when he died, the night that he died, of course, everybody was in shock. Everybody knows, like, the Kennedy assassination. It's an old line where you were when you heard of the passing of Elvis Presley. But that night on the Huntley Brinkley Report on NBC, David Brinkley said Elvis Presley died. I went through a whole story. They showed clips of the Hawaii special. And then he says Elvis Presley didn't smoke, didn't drive, and didn't drink. Well, I know that he was a bad drinker and didn't drink. And I know, but he also smoked cigars.
Yes,
and
he
drove, like you said, every place.
Yep.
This has been very exciting for me. And I hope for our listeners, too, because you have brought some great stories and some great memorabilia. An American icon, regardless of what kind of music you like, regardless of what kind of movies, you can't deny the popularity, the influence, and the ability to perpetuate a reputation for so many years. And you're a lucky lady to be working there.
I enjoy every day of it.
Oh, you got to be. You got to be the hero in your family, too, especially to your parents and stuff who grew up with them. Now,
yes. Know. My daughter's already grooming herself to take my place.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
She's 12, and she's already going like, she's like, I'm going to be you. And I'm like, okay, come on.
Well, when I go there the next time, sneak me upstairs.
Can't do that. Sorry.
Did the president go up?
Nope.
President wouldn't go up either, huh?
Nope. Oprah didn't go up.
Oprah didn't go up?
Mm-mm.
All right. I'll let you go on now.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Angie Marchese has been our guest. She is the director of archives from Graceland. She's on a tour, and we are just ecstatic over the fact that she decided to stop here at our studios to chat about the King of Rock and Roll and show me some of the artifacts that I've seen from afar for many, many years and in pictures and bring them here to our studio. Thank you, dear. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Now, everyone come to Graceland. You can see everything, too.
We are going to be talking about Graceland a lot, and we will be there.
It's going to be hot, so.
Hey, you're from Florida. I've been here for years.
Yeah.
We know hot.
We know what hot is.
We know about it.
Yes.
And this Sunday, August 16th, marks the 43rd anniversary of the passing of Elvis. He died when he was 42 years old, so this year he would have been gone longer than he was alive. And if he was alive today, he'd be 85. As we remember, Elvis Presley, this week with Ron Seggi Today.
Oh,
mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Back live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today. Our next guest, I really am envious of. I wish I could do what she does because, boy, I'd save myself a ton of time. So the next best thing is I watch her on HGTV's Good Bones with a show that I think is terrific. Joining us right now, and I love this name, is Mina Starziak-Hawk. Hi, Mina. How are you? You doing today?
Good. How are you, Ron?
Good Bones on HGTV. And according to my calculations, this is in its fifth season already?
Fifth season is airing right now, and we are filming our sixth.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Now, you started this with your mom, but how did you come up with Good Bones?
People, I think, were a lot more important than we are. We did not get to pick the name of the show. The network does that. And honestly, when I was first told that's what it was, I was a little confused because we don't have good bones. The homes we buy are falling into themselves, out, roofs caved in. Of the 100 and some we've done, we have maybe had 3 or 4 that didn't have significant termite damage. So I think for us, Good Bones is really more about the Good Bones of the neighborhood, and the strong neighborhood associations and the people that care allows us to take what we do and it have like a lasting effect. So you can renovate a house anywhere, but if you don't do it in a neighborhood that cares and is going to carry that on, then it's kind of not worth it. That's the Good Bones for us.
Okay, that's the Good Bones.
Not necessarily the structure.
That's the story of the Good Bones. Well, what's the story between you and your mom now? Because you formed a company called Two Chicks and a Hammer. Now, your mom retired from the show a few years ago, but you two got together and just as a fluke bought the first house and thought, hey, this is a lot of fun. We like this.
Pretty much. That was the gist of it. And that was in 2007, and we did, you know, maybe like a house or two a year until we kind of accidentally were found by a production company, and the rest is history. And now we're doing the same thing, just a lot more houses on a much larger platform.
There you go. Now, you mentioned before infestation of termites. I live in Orlando, Florida. Florida probably is the termite capital of the world. I mean, it's unbelievable. I might be wrong. You probably have the real stats.
Yeah, not something to brag about, unfortunately.
No, it's not. No, you don't get a medal for something like this. But more than 600,000 homes are affected by this, and all over across the country. And there are another 4 million homes in the United States that risk infestation. Tell us about termites. I, unfortunately, know something about these because I live, as I said, in Florida.
Yes, and there's different kinds of termites, and different ones affect different areas. Unfortunately, Florida is one of those areas that has drywood termites that are, the season for those is coming up, even though they're active year-round. But the unfortunate thing, even more so than regular damage for you guys in your area, is that when the drywood termites get bad, the treatment is significant. It's tenting and fumigating. And so it's definitely something, if you have the option to get a free assessment, get it, and get it early. That way you can be on a treatment plan, so you're going to avoid getting to that really tragic point, because that's one of the least fun things to spend your like renovation savings budget on. You want to redo your backsplash or your bathroom. Framing damage, you got to do that stuff first.
People, I think, fail to realize that termites do hit block homes as much as they hit wood stick homes.
You mean like fully made out of concrete block?
You know, here in Florida, they say get a block structure because it won't be acceptable to termite infestation. A wood house, which, you know, in every other part of the country, especially up north, I lived in a house that was built in 1911. It was our family home up in Pennsylvania, and there was no problems with termites.
Well, and we don't build block and full block houses in Indy where I am, so I'm not super familiar, but I would imagine you would still have to have a certain amount of wood framing in your roof and things like that.
Right.
So definitely safer if it's that much concrete or block. I mean, if it's a free assessment, I would say it's probably worth checking out just in case.
What are flying termites? I've heard about them.
Yeah, those are the drywood termites that you guys have a lot of. And termites are ugly looking little things anyways. And you guys, the drywood ones, have wings so they can fly into the structure. So a lot of times people assume, oh, you know, my trim on my house was touching the moist ground and that's how they got in. So there are some things you can do to kind of prevent that or help prevent it, whereas the drywood termites, since they fly, you can't really do anything about it, and they can do a significant amount of damage before you're going to notice anything because of the way they enter the home.
You mentioned Terminix. They told me one time to cut the stucco a little bit above the monolithic slab around the house so that there's no... Is that still a wise thing to do, Mina?
Yeah, you want to be able to see, if you walk around your house, you want to be able to see, maybe, I mean, I have small hands, but like at least a hand spread of whatever your foundation is. So brick, block, poured concrete, you want to be able to see that because that means you have a big enough gap between the ground where the termites come from, if they're not the drywood, and the surface that they want to attach to, which in your case was the stucco. stucco or wood trim or wood siding, things like that.
The layman who buys a house obviously wants to get an inspection. A lot of times the mortgage company, well, not a lot of times, they always insist on that. So what do you look for? And then once you are in there, how do you keep this thing updated so that you know that as you go along and live there that there's not an infestation?
I mean, I think that's why you bring in someone from Terminix for the assessment, because a lot of times the damage, whether it's active termites, old damage that needs addressed, or just a preventative action plan, they're going to know exactly what they're looking for in your specific area, because, like I said, there's different termites that are more active in different areas, and they'll be able to come up with a plan, no matter what the situation is, active, old, or preventative, to get you really in the best spot possible and then maintain that plan for the life of your home.
And how do you reduce that risk? You have to do this professionally. You can't just do it yourself, right?
No. It's not one of those things that fall into mom's DIYs, unfortunately.
Yeah, right.
It really is better because they know exactly what they're looking for. They've been doing this for 90 years, so they really have. It's one of those things we always say, we'll do most of the work, but the important things, the things that can flood your house or set it on fire, like plumbing or electrical, we leave to the professionals. This really is one of those things that falls under that umbrella to leave to the professionals, because if you do it wrong, it goes really wrong.
Yeah, and the other side of the coin is they're weird, ugly little items to work with. So, you know, you might as well want somebody knows what they're doing. Where can we go, Mina, for more information on this?
Just check out Terminix.com. Like I said, you can do free inspections, so it's definitely worth giving them a call.
Hey, congratulations on this great season now that you're having, and season number 6. Come back and chat with us soon. You're terrific. HGTV's Good Bones. The host and the brainchild is Mina Starziak. Hawk, I'd like to have her work on my house, to be honest with you. I'm going to have you come in and move next door. Mina, thanks for joining us, and look forward to having you back, okay? You have a nice day.
Thanks for having me, Ron.
Well, I wish I knew somebody like that that lived in my neighborhood. Maybe I can talk Mina in buying the house down the street. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
NMLS number 1136.
Well, that's going to put a ribbon on the package for this week. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I'd like to thank you and all of our guests for being part of it. And our guests include comedian John Biner, comedian Louie Anderson, and comedian Rob Schneider. Kind of see a little theme going there. I also want to thank Angie Marchese for joining us this second hour, talking about Elvis Presley. The anniversary of his passing 43 years ago is Sunday, August 16th. I also want to send out a big thank you to Mina Hawk. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again, live, all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today. Till then, I'm Ron Segi, hoping you have blue skies and green lights.